Hello, this is Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART, the short daily podcast to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, or voice over voice. Today, it's key number 8 in our key to conversationality, and it's entitled, Know What the Desired Response Is of Your Audience. So you have the message and the person it's being delivered to, but you also need to know the intention of what it is you're saying. Is the point of the message to inform the listener or drive them to action? Maybe it is to amuse them, get them to sign up to something or buy or change their habits or to tell somebody else the information that you are telling them. Knowing the answer to this question, the question again, what is the desired response of my audience? And knowing the answer to that will, again, help you direct your voice to them in a meaningful way. Now, of course, most news stories are to inform the audience about what's going on, with others to amuse or entertain. But imagine your target listener, say a teenager, if you read them a story about an economic forecast, they may be confused, disinterested, distracted. Not really the response you want. After all, the story may be important to them, even if it's not immediately interesting. So it's up to you as a news writer and a news reader in this instance to create that story in a way that'll engage. And I'm talking about the words and the presentation. They may be perhaps talking about the likelihood of getting a job or a loan or buying a first flat and so on in a voice and a style that's similar to theirs. And commercial reads often follow a format of setting up a problem that the listener may be familiar with and then providing a solution for it in the form of a product or a service. And you need to know what to feel at each stage of that short scenario, say the frustration and then the relief, or the anger followed by calm, to be able to give an authentic delivery. It's another key in our jangle of keys, our belt of keys for conversationality, and it's at key number 8, and we're going to be following these over the next few weeks. And you know what, this kind of reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets a line on a Woody Allen film. Do you remember this one? And the friends have different interpretations of how that line should sound. Maybe worth checking out that episode, or at least a clip from that episode. How do you do that? The link, of course, in our show notes. I'm back tomorrow with an episode entitled The Emotion Duplication, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.